Morning Advancing Pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Colin Cowherd, imagine losing everything on your home or office computer. Your photos, business records, financial documents, music, everything gone. What an absolute nightmare. That's why you have to back up your computer. Carbonite Online Backup is what I not only recommend to my listeners, it's what I use. First of all, it's easy. It backs up your computer automatically whenever you're connected to the internet. It's inexpensive, unlimited backup for less than $50 a year. It's secure. They use the same encryption as online banking does. And peace of mind. It recovers files with just a few clicks. I use it. My friends use it. It's a no-brainer. Here's a special offer. Use it for 15 days, free trial, no credit card required. 2 months free with any subscription. Available if you enter my name, Colin, in the offer code box. Don't wait. Back up with Carbonite today. Try it free. Go to Carbonite.com. Before you do anything else, enter the offer code Colin, C-O-L-I-N.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday program. The first of two, folks. That's right. It's a double dip in January of Doug and Daddy. It's going to get even better later today, if possible. Better as far as lengthwise, 2 hours. That's better, right?
Well, normally it is. Normally it is going to get better.
When are you going to get better?
Well, I'm working on it. I'm coming around.
No, apparently somebody out there, we need suggestions on how Daddy's going to get better. He goes ice fishing when he's sick. He needs some help. He feels, I don't know, do you feel okay?
I feel like a champion, I really do.
That'd be a first. But how can we get Daddy better? Fire off your ideas to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. I have a hard time listening to him when he doesn't sound weird. 1-888-455-ESPN. That's the number you'll need to know later on in the program for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We're going to be talking with Danny Nee, the former head basketball coach at Nebraska, the man that's going in with Eric Strickland to the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame. He's out at Rutgers right now. We'll talk with him in just a sec. We'll also talk about the big win for Hastings College last night, knocking off number 4 College of the Ozarks, getting a little redemption from last year's national semifinal loss. And also, if we have a little time at the end of the program, we'll hear from Ndamukong Suh. As we mentioned yesterday on the show, the defensive tackle will be back for his senior season with the Huskers. He was projected to be a late first round or early second round pick in the NFL draft had he elected to go out, and obviously will be one of the best players returning on the line anywhere in the Big 12.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Doug, but you mentioned the man of the hour. This is his week. This is Danny Nee's week to go into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he was a longtime head coach for the Nebraska basketball program, came from Ohio, did a great job at Ohio, did a great job at Nebraska, won more games at Nebraska than anyone else, moved on from Huskerland, went to Robert Morris and Duquesne. But right now, he's trying to help Rutgers dig themselves out from 8 Big East teams that are ranked in the top 25 in this week's Associated Press college basketball poll as the director of player development for the Scarlet Knights at Rutgers. And I couldn't be more pleased, and we couldn't be more pleased, to welcome in the winningest coach in Nebraska basketball history who goes into the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame this weekend, Danny Nee of the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Coach, good morning. It's an honor to have you on. Congratulations.
Well, thanks very much. I'm really excited about coming back to Nebraska on Friday and with Eric Strickland. It should be a really fun time seeing a lot of old friends.
Before we dive into all the good memories at Nebraska, tell us a little bit about what is going on with Rutgers right now, what your position is in that powerful Big East Conference.
The conference is unbelievable. And what I was just really fortunate this summer, Fred Hill and I had a little visit, and he told me he had this opening, and he described a job description of him being a sounding board for him, helping develop the players on and off the court, little things like that. scouting, watching film. And I said, hey, you know, I'd be interested in, like, getting back to that level and taking a look at it. It just was a good match, and so him and I talked about it a little bit more, and then I decided to give it a try for a year and just see how it fit. And the Big East is unbelievable, guys. We played North Carolina, then we played Pitt, then we played Connecticut, then we played Marquette, and then we played Syracuse, and it's just the talent level. It's like running the gauntlet, and we don't have a bad team, but playing against the best in the country, it's hard to find a win, and that's all we're trying to do. We're on our way to Cincinnati this afternoon, and I'm watching Cincinnati Marquette right now, and Cincinnati's a pretty good basketball team that hasn't won a game in a conference either, so it's hard.
As a scout for the Scarlet Knights, Coach, are you looking elsewhere for the talent now with so much talent right there in your backyard?
Yeah, I don't do much with the recruiting. I do nothing with the recruiting, to be honest with you. All I do is work with the kids on and off the court, academically, scouting reports, stuff like that. I do nothing with that's the one thing with the NCAA, the position I'm in, I can't do recruiting. So I don't even go into the recruiting meetings. I just stay and really help the kids, all of our players that we have, young or old, just develop and give them confidence. So I just had a couple of players in this morning showing a little film to just talking them positively. Then we had an academic meeting also because we start school again on Monday.
Well, that kind of transitions into Nebraska, and some of the best players that ever played in Lincoln on the basketball court were under your tenure. And I have to admit, one of the reasons I've always followed Coach Knee and always been fired up is Coach Knee came to Lincoln right when I was going into college, and everything was new. Nebraska had just been to the NCAA tournament, and there was an excitement and a fire when Coach Knee came in. And obviously, Coach, after that first year, there were a couple of road bumps, but then some of that talent started to come in, and I think that just preaches to, I guess, systems everywhere that you can't be looking to can a coach or get such quick results in just 2 years, because it took 4 or 5 years.
It does, and it's a process for Doc now that he's right in the middle of, you know what I mean, and the competition for players is very difficult. But there's a lot of players out there. You know what I mean? Bill Jackman, I was left a great group by Coach Iba, and Bill Jackman, Brian Carr, Mike Martz, these are all Nebraska kids that have called me in the last couple of days, and I've talked to them. And then I was up to see Mikey Moore the other day play when the Nets played Sacramento. And Mikey Moore had two scholarships out of high school. It was Furman in Nebraska. My assistant, Jimmy Williams, found them down in a little town called Gaffney, South Carolina. But he only had two offers, Furman and ourselves. And he was around 6'10 at the time, very thin, but you could see the potential. And now he's been playing in the NBA for a long time. So Doc's going to have to go out and find sleepers, but they're out there, and you just have to find them. Maybe some foreign kids mix in with the Nebraska kids and mix in with kids around the country or JUCO here or there, and you try to find a mix that's talented enough to compete.
I think that's interesting because once a coach is fired, you sense animosity, you sense resentment. That's not with you, Coach. There seems to be a relationship ongoing with this program still today.
Well, I'll tell you, there was animosity a long, long time ago. That first year, I was kind of bitter about it. But then, you know, like, the older you get, you get a little smarter, and every coach in America potentially could get fired. There's a special group, the Roy Williams, is that elite 1%, but the other 99 or 98%, the competition, how it is today, that instant gratification, you have to move on. So it's part of the game, you know. But my 14 years at Nebraska, they were really good years for my family. You know, my son was born there in 88. I brought my daughter there when she was about a year old. My oldest son went to high school at Pius. So my family grew up in Nebraska, and we have very fond memories of Nebraska and developed a lot of friendships. And the players, you know, in those 14 years, that's a long, long time. So there's a lot of good things to remember.
Danny Knee is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, the winningest coach in Nebraska basketball history, going to be inducted with Eric Strickland into the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame this weekend. From a coaching standpoint, I guess this may be a question I've wanted to ask you for 15 years, Coach. There are so many great players, but no matter what you do, there's always some bad apples. What do you do to make sure they don't spoil the bunch?
Well, I think it's really hard. You know, in coaching, you know, it's a lifestyle. You know what I mean? When you go into coaching, it's a lifestyle. And your family has to buy into it. You have to buy into it. And you're going to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes with kids, or kids are just going to make mistakes, and you're going to have to deal with them. And so when we did make a mistake or something happened that went wrong, you know, crap happens every day, and you got to deal with it. You know, like now with the economics the way they are, wars, different things. And in coaching, it's the same thing. You just got to cut your losses. You know what I mean? If there's a mistake made, you know, if maybe it's better for the young man to go somewhere else, better for the program, then you got to do it. You got to cut your losses and keep moving on. But most kids really want to do well. Most kids want to get better. Most kids want to graduate. Most kids want to be the best player that they can be. Most of them want to be pro players. And if you find the right kids with the right attitude and you can coach them, then you can be successful. And we were really lucky. We had enough good players from Nebraska. You know, everyone forgets about Rich King. He was number 12. Eric Strickland is from Bellevue. You know what I mean? We had some locals. Bajkowski, I consider him from Nebraska. You know, he's North Dakota right on the border. No one went up there recruiting. Bruce Chubbuck. Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of Bill Jackman, Mike Martz. We had a lot of good Nebraska kids come through the program.
Coach, I've got to ask you, you just said four, five, six names. Is there one player in your 14 years in Nebraska, if you had one draft pick, who would that be?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. You know, and then I didn't even mention Vincent Hamilton and Teron Liu.
Yeah.
But Pajkowski passed the test of time. You know, I mean, Pajkowski came in, he redshirted his first year and then played four. And the 4 years that he was there, I believe we went to the NCAA every single year. You know, so, and then he goes in the NBA and he plays 12, 13 years. And he graduated. So, I mean, if you wanted to talk about a marquee, now Lou left after his junior year, you know what I mean? And Rich King played four also. You know, in that 91 team, he led, you know, to win 26 games. You know, Strickland played four. You know, we ended up winning the NIT championship. So there's, you know, their body of works, the body of works of all those different men at different times. But for consistency and length of time, Pajkowski was probably the most consistent player for 4 years.
We're chatting with Danny Nee on the Doug and Daddy Show, going into the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame. Eric Strickland going in with you. He was one of your players. He's going to join us on the program on Thursday. What do you remember about him?
Well, he's the best. I mean, and think about this. You know, he comes an all-state baseball, football, basketball, signs a pro contract in baseball, really didn't start concentrating on basketball till his junior year, and then really flourished and developed into a player, bounced around, you know, in that we call it a D-League now, but with persistence, so even really thought about seriously playing football, you know, and Ron Brown tried him out. But when he concentrated on a sport, and the sport he decided to concentrate on, basketball, he became a professional in that. And that shows you what a great athlete he was. But the part that I admire the most was his persistence or perseverance. He's a tough guy, man. He's really a tough, intelligent man that realized he could make a living playing basketball, and that's what he did. But it takes perseverance. You know, it's easy to be a draft choice, just go in, work hard, and make a team, you know, because you got a guaranteed contract. Eric never had that. He had to work very, very difficult. But in his senior year, he exhibited, down the stretch when he led us, he basically carried us on his back into the NIT championship and won that MVP tournament, and then that started his basketball career. Had a little bumps in the road, but then eventually turned out to be a pretty good professional basketball player with the Dallas Mavericks.
So many great teams, so many great talents. Why couldn't we win in the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, you see, that's my Achilles heel. And that's a fair question. That's the one albatross hanging around my neck. You know what I mean? That really. I'd won once at Ohio U. We won a game. We beat the 18th ranked team in the country, Illinois State, and then played Kentucky and lost in a hard-fought battle. And we had a couple of opportunities. I felt Marquette. I felt out in Penn. I felt we had Arkansas beat out, and I think Idaho somewhere, and we could never finish it. And that's a fair. That was the big. That's probably what got me fired. You know what I mean? The critique of that part of it was that why we couldn't take it to the next level. And there's no excuse on that. That's for, you know, when you're in charge, you got to take the responsibility or accountability on that. And that was my fault. And if I had the answer, if I knew, damn it, I would have done it back then. You know what I mean? But that bothers me. That really bothers me.
I still never root for Xavier, I'll tell you that.
They're good. Look at him right now. They're still pretty good right now.
Danny, before we let you get out of here, you were the coach during the transition from the Big 8 to the Big 12, which just made it even more difficult.
Yeah.
How much more difficult is it now for Nebraska to win in this conference?
It's drastically more difficult, and it's because of what's happened at Texas, and then at Texas A&M with Bobby Knight, and then even at Baylor, you know, and A&M, their resources in size of universities and the population of Texas and the density of population where there's so many good basketball players, it's really an advantage over Colorado, Nebraska, or even Iowa State, you know, where we don't have the population base. There's a lot of good players in Texas that, you know, those Texas schools can recruit. And you know, the oil, the different things that have happened through the years, they're just, they have a little bit more, they have a little bigger guns, you know, with more bullets in it. But, again, the Big 12, it's a great conference. I mean, and I feel Doc is the right guy, and I think Doc is working at it. But there's no easy conference, and there's no easy job. And he just has to now take it back up, and it's just going to take some time. If you have patience with him, I'm sure he's going to be fine.
Well, Danny, we know you've got film to go watch and get things ready for your ball game against Cincinnati. We sure appreciate the time. It was an honor to chat with you.
Thank
and
you.
Again, congratulations, and have a great weekend.
I appreciate it. Bye.
Take care. Danny Nee, winningest head basketball coach in Nebraska history. I will say this. There were a lot of people that were not sad to see Danny Nee go. I was one of them. Danny Nee was the only reason. Joe Cipriano, Mo Iba, all did good jobs. Barry Collier, are you kidding me? The day he was hired, said that was a bad hire. Bill Callahan, day that he was hired, bad hire. Mo Iba stepped down because he was catching so much grief from the athletic department. Then they went on that run. They made it into the NCAA tournament. He had already decided that that was it because when they lost to Western Kentucky, before he walked off the floor, he walked over, handed his resignation, handed a letter to the athletic director, which at the time, gosh, I think it was Bill Byrne, but I'm going to have to double-check on that, handed it over to, and he was resigned before he even made it into the post-game press conference, finished things out, and then Danny Nee was hired. And they had a great year that first year, probably should have been in the NCAA tournament, and then, boy, it was not pretty for about 3 years. In fact, he came here in the 86-87 season. They went 21-12 and made it to New York in the NIT. And then the next 3 years, 13-18, 17-16, 10-18. And then Eric Piatkowski and that crew came on board. Bo Reed, Rich King, Clifford Scales, Carl Hayes got things turned around. And that next year, Nebraska went 26-8, made it as high as 11th in the country before being upset in the first round of the tournament by Xavier. Nebraska was a 3 seed. Going against the 14.
Finished ninth in the country?
Ninth in the what was called the UPI poll at the time, 11th in the AP going into the tournament.
Well, that was really the reason I asked the question about, you know, if somebody gets fired, there seems to be hostility. You don't hear a bad word. When Danny Nee's brought up, do you hear anything?
It's been almost 10 years. Danny Nee was a likable guy. His shtick is not the right word. Some people use that. His demeanor had worn out because in his last year, Nebraska went 11-19. But let's remember, the NIT year and the next year, there was the walkout of the players. There was the upheaval. There were a couple of jackasses on that team, and that's why I asked him about the bad apples without bringing up any names. And
Jose Ramos.
Well, Tom Wald. I mean, there were a couple of real tools on the team. And that led to the down. I mean, that led directly to where
demise,
Nebraska basketball.
Demise.
Yeah, the demise of where Nebraska basketball is right now. Nebraska basketball hasn't been anywhere since the 1998 season when they went 20-13 and made it to the NIT tournament.
I didn't realize the NCAA.
Doc Sadler is getting it there, though.
The NCAA appearances. I did not remember there being that many of them.
0-5. I couldn't remember all five of them until I looked them up today, but I believe you would have to say that Nebraska was the underdog in three of those five matchups. They should have beat Penn, and they should have beat Xavier. I think they were an underdog to Arkansas, who they had. That was their best. That was the
was
last.
That 40 minutes of hell?
That was
Nolan Richardson?
Yeah, well, it was just a little pat. Yeah. And Nebraska has to talk to Eric one time on the air, and he was actually back. He's a Bellevue West grad. He was at the Bellevue West Ravenna hoopla here a couple of years ago. We actually got to talk to him at halftime of one of those ball games, and I had a chance to chat with him briefly yesterday. He's still down in Dallas, and he will be joining
us. Still working with the Mavericks?
He will be joining us on Thursday. He's got a couple projects out there.
Yeah, one of the wonderful, wonderful athletes. You know, you go through that class of Andy Woolridge was in that class along with him. Of course, played his basketball at Iowa. But, yeah, great, great athlete. I didn't remember, signed baseball contract, had a football chance. Incredible. Everything he did.
Well, and again, I'm sorry. I like Danny Nee. Always have, always will. Thought he was very good for the program. We've been trying to also figure out how to get you better. Mark in Minden says, drink more. If you keep a certain level of alcohol in your body, no viruses can survive. Having a liver is overrated. Really? Is that even possible?
Yes. I've been Brandy, staying home.
Brandy, well, no, you've been ice fishing, running up and down the floor officiating. I don't know how you get better on that. Dr. Derek?
I'd say beer.
German, stout?
Yeah, nah, not so much stout. A lot of lagers. They're easy to drink. You can push a lot through your system. Try that.
Cleanse it out. That's right. I will say that Daddy does have a big, huge 1 liter bottle of water sitting in front of him at this time. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, we've got a lot more to talk about, so stay with us. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up when, you know what, let's do it right now. Or do you want to do it on the air? I actually have two, but I think one is very well known. I'm going to do this during the break because I don't think a lot of people are going to get this. Danny Nee, and again, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 1-888-455-ESPN. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, you are eligible for a $25 gift card from Troutman's. Carrie and the gang says, hey, you know what? If you're at the in-laws the whole holiday season and you didn't get anything good to eat, well, how about stopping by Troutman's? That's guaranteed good food. $25 gift card. Danny Nee is the winningest coach in Nebraska basketball history with 254 wins. Who was the first school he beat as head coach at the University of Nebraska? Win number one at Nebraska for Danny Nee came against who? No clue for you yet. 1-888-455-ESPN. Back after this.
And now, another unsolicited listener comment on the Doug and Danny Show.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Quality cleaning and competitive prices. Call on Sears Carpet and Upholstery Care. Sears offers residential and commercial mobile carpet, upholstery, plus tile and grout cleaning using environmentally safe cleaning solutions. Awarded the gold seal of approval by the Carpet Rug Institute, ensuring the highest level of clean. Refer a friend and get a 15% discount. Cleaning you can trust. Sears Carpet and Upholstery Care. Call toll-free 1-866-660-5639. Online at searsclean.com.
Hi, I'm a mud flap from JTM Products. I guess I shouldn't be complaining about my job. It's my job to get... It's a dirty job, but at least JTM Products has the knowledge and know-how to make me look pretty. Oh, boy.
Have JTM Products customize your mud flaps. All sizes, cars, trucks, MIs, and minivans. A great gift for a car buff. JTM Products can even do custom design and sizes of mud flaps, too. Always affordable prices. Call JTM Products today. 308-338-3527. Online at jtmproducts.com.
Get into Indian Head Golf Course today for super savings on everything in our pro shop. Great savings on quality name brand golf equipment and clothes. Some marked down at clearance prices. Ask for Tom or Pat and make an offer. We've got to make space for the 2009 items, so no reasonable offer will be refused. It's the winter clearance sale going on now at Indian Head Golf Course Pro Shop, Grand Island. Indian Head Golf Course, where the fun never ends.
You want the best value available on ATVs, so get to Kearney Yamaha to save up to $1,500 on a sport ATV, or get the best deals on a utility ATV or side-by-side. For a top-notch utility ATV, check out the fuel-injected 550cc water-cooled Grizzly with fully independent suspension and power steering. Or when you need room for two and still want to haul up to 400 pounds, check out the Yamaha Rhino.
This is Terry Lobig from Kearney Yamaha. For a limited time only, we have Yamaha utility ATVs and side-by-sides priced to move. If you're wanting to get an ATV for fun, stop in and save $1,500 on brand new Yamaha Sport ATVs.
Whether you want the Raptor 700 with its powerful fuel-injected engine or the torquey Raptor 350, you'll save $1,500 at Kearney Yamaha. Call 1-800-THE-ATVs or go online to KearneyYamaha.com. ATVs are recommended only for use by those age 16 and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. See your dealer or call 1-800-877-2887. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
When the weather forecasters say partly cloudy and you have to blow 10 inches of that stuff out of the driveway, you might want to click on ESPNSuperstation.com to find out what other plans have been changed. Click the Weather Threat button, brought to you by Fidelity Heating and Air of Kearney. Remember, even when the weather stops you, nothing stops a train.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some partial sun in spots throughout the day today with a high temperature up around 43. Winds out of the southwest will develop at 10 to 20 miles per hour. We'll see cloudy skies tonight and a slight chance of light snow. Best chances do stay north with lows around 24. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 21.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where we just got done chatting with Danny Nee, the winningest coach in Nebraska men's basketball history. If you missed that, it'll be up on the podcast after the program. You can hear it again, ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. We have had some problems with, there's two links up there on the webpage, so we want to apologize for that. If you can't get one to work, go to the other where it just says podcasts at the top of the page, and we are working on that.
The link at the top right of the page will go straight to the podcast. The link on the right side isn't connected to the podcast yet, but the one on top will. So there
we're
you go.
Working on it. It's not even Derek's fault. Can't even blame Derek. But who was our winner of the $25 Troutman's Tuesday Trivia?
That looks like we have Keith from Kearney's the winner.
Keith was the first one to get on his computer and find out that the first win that Danny Nee ever had at Nebraska was against Oregon. It was his second game as head coach in 1986. It was his home debut, 76-60. The first game that year was against California Irvine. Nickname?
Anteaters.
109-101. They lost that ball game out at Cal Irvine. Nebraska went on to a 2-3 start that year and then went 21-12, but went 4-1 in the NIT tournament. So they were just 17-11 and didn't get an NCAA tournament bid because they lost in the first round of the Big 8 tournament to Kansas State 47-45. And that basically kept Nebraska out of the tournament because they beat Oklahoma State in double overtime, and nationally ranked Kansas in overtime, their last two games going into the tournament. They had the momentum going in. If they could have beat Kansas State, many believe that year Nebraska would have been in the NCAA tournament. But first win was against Oregon, and then the next year the first win was against Chaminade in the Maui Classic. So the last win, Tony, for Danny Nee?
No idea.
Colorado. They dropped three games after that. Colorado, February 26th, 2000, at home. It was the final home game as well for Danny.
I think a lot of people out there thought maybe there'd be a Rutgers connection, maybe a UNK.
A lot of people guessed Creighton, by the way. A lot of people guessed Creighton. So I want to thank Coach Nee for joining us on the program today. Let's go to the webpage, or to the Dent Popper inbox here. And from Ron in Grand Island, maybe he saw this in the World Herald, but he says one of the rumors is that Minnesota is going to change their state slogan to the land of 10,000 missed tackles instead of 10,000 lakes, since Kevin Cosgrove is now there, Ron in Grand Island.
You know, hopefully,
thanks, Ron.
Hopefully it'll work out.
No, it's not going to work out. He sucked at Nebraska. He was terrible at Wisconsin. It's not going to work out. How could it work out? How could it work out? And hopefully it'll work out? No, I hope it doesn't work out. You know what? You're the idiot that hired him. Go down in flames, Minnesota defense. You're morons. You know what? Tried to stay positive at Nebraska. He is not good, Tony. Now, do you really hope that he does well at Minnesota?
No.
I hope he doesn't get run over by a truck. I'm not saying that. But he's not good. All of a sudden you go to Minnesota and they're going to be good in the Big Ten, made of defense? I seriously doubt it.
They were a one-win team a year ago. They improved to 7-5.
And what were they?
6-6.
What, 6-1 at the start of the season?
Yes.
They went into a huge landslide at the end of the football season. Coming up, we hope to be able to bring you some comments from Ndamukong Suh, but don't forget, we will be at Skeeter Barnes tonight for the Royals Caravan. Hall of Famer for the Royals, Dennis Leonard, will be there. 2006 first-round draft choice, Luke Hochaver, along with Mitch Meyer, Mike Avilas, who was a Rookie of the Year candidate. Also, announcer Joel Goldberg, Slugger, the mascot. Kids always love him. Great meal deals as well. We're there from 5 to 7. The Royals are there from approximately 6 to 7. It's their only public stop in the Tri-Cities tonight at Skeeter Barnes. If you don't know where that is, it's right off the I-80 exchange here in Kearney. So be sure to come by. Had a great crowd last year, and hoping that you come out and see a whole new set of Royals this year and get some autographs, chat with the Royals, get your picture taken, bring the kids, because that's what it's there for, as the Royals Caravan rolling in tonight to Skeeter Barnes from 6 to 7.
You know, you think, you sit here middle of January and you think, baseball's the furthest thing from your mind. Well, actually, I believe February 1st, those guys report, so they've only got about a couple more weeks before spring training, pitchers and catchers. So only a couple more weeks for those guys to relax.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, the new NAIA poll came out yesterday, and as expected, Hastings College, who had struggled a little bit, fell again. They go to number 12 in the poll, but then they come out and beat the College of the Ozarks 76-73 last night. Lindsay Ducey, 26 points, 10 rebounds in the ball game. Rachel Isherwood, 14 points in the contest. Kim Feynman had 6 assists. And we were efforting Coach Dittmer to join us on the show today. I have not been able to make contact because now they're at number one Morningside on Saturday.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier. So hopefully maybe last night use a little
bit. Did I say Dittmer? I meant Dittman. Did I say that? I'm sorry. Sorry, Coach. Sorry. This is Coach Dittman in his first year. Hastings 13-4. It's not like the sky has fallen in. I don't remember the last time they probably had less than 4 losses. They'll go to the national tournament and they'll whittle their way through some competition. How about Chris Deans? You ever heard of him?
No.
He's the redshirt freshman out of Hemingford.
Awesome. He's player of the week, I understand.
RMAC East Division player of the week. 35 points against Mesa State, but in the first half, he was 9 of 9 from the floor, including 6 of 6 from three-point land. He finished 11 of 15 from the field, 8 of 12 from three-point land. His 8 made three-point field goals, 1 shy of the school record. Then he had 10 points, 5 rebounds at the loss at Western State. But Coach Kropp, Coach Lofton need some players to emerge. Maybe this is one of those guys that can do that.
Take one of those, you know, they say it takes time at this level to develop. Well, maybe he's coming out and rounding in shape.
Let's go to the phone lines at 1-888-455-ESPN.
Got Stan from Hastings on the line, guys.
Stan, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, good morning. Got a question. I'd heard last week several advertisements, you know, that Alex Gordon was coming with the Caravan, but the last few advertisements I'd heard on the radio didn't say anything about him. Was he not coming, or was he coming tonight?
That's what we call trickeration in the radio business, or flat-out lying. No, the Royals actually have made a couple of changes. First, I'm going to tell you the truth. The poster we had printed up, there's only one person on that poster that's now coming. We've had three changes in the last week. Alex Gordon will not be here. He has a surgery plan for this week. I don't know how you can overlook that, but that's one of the things. I think it's on some wisdom teeth from what we're told. So he won't be here, and they brought two more players in his place in Hochaver and Avilas. And Dennis Leonard is replacing Frank White. So that's the straight-up truth.
Okay, just wondered, because I know the heard a lot of different stuff on that. So, all right, thanks.
All right, Stan, thanks for calling. Yeah, that's the case. Alex was here last year, hopefully next
year. Been here the last couple
of
years.
And as some of the guys said, you know what, I don't think Alex Gordon's ever going to get old to the people that haven't seen him yet. But, you know, same guy every year. Hopefully, Alex, if we do this again next year, which I'm sure we will, be able to roll into the Tri-Cities. But some new faces. And, yeah, Alex Gordon, Frank White, who we talked a lot about up to last weekend, both have one has surgery. Frank White came down sick yesterday. I don't know if that's, you know, travel sickness or real sickness or what the deal was. But Dennis Leonard is going to be out here and also just outstanding.
103 complete games.
Great mustache.
What?
Good stuff. That's coming out tonight. You will hear some good stories, and you will meet some Royals Hall of Famer. Dennis Leonard coming out. Dennis Leonard, Frank White, You can't go wrong with either one of those gentlemen. Got some high school basketball while you're out traveling tonight on Power 99 FM. Ravenna is at Minden. Both boys' teams are ranked. Ravenna girls are number one in C2. Minden girls were preseason ranked, but they have struggled a little bit with injury and illness, so they fell out of those rankings this week. Girls at 6:15, the boys at 8 on Power 99 FM tonight is among some of our area basketball that will be going on. And, Daddy, a coaching change at Hastings College. Another one. Another coaching change. First, we lose the girls' basketball coach, women's basketball coach. Then we lose the women's volleyball coach. Now, the women's golf coach, John Lauderley. He's going to step down at the end of the year. Lloyd McIntyre going to take over. Your thoughts?
Come on, John. No.
Hey, coming up this weekend is the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo at the Mac Center in Council Bluffs. Folks from all over Nebraska and Iowa flock to this every single year, and we have got a family four-pack of VIP passes to get you in this weekend. It's Friday night, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and during this break, we're going to be giving away, I don't know, whatever Derek feels like, three or four packs of these. We want you to get in for free, 1-888-455-ESPN. If you would like a family four-pack of VIP passes to the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo this weekend, call now, and we'll be back with more after this.
There they are, two dirty boys.
We had nothing to do with it. It was all their idea.
Now your tablecloth is stained, and how?
More dirty deeds done dirt cheap when the Doug and Danny Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Is Progressive.com an auto insurance utopia? Well, what else would you call a place that can save you hundreds when you switch? And even more if you're a good driver. You see, at Progressive, you're rewarded for slowing down at yellow lights, using your directional, and yes, yielding at yield signs. Sounds utopian, Did I mention this music is played by actual angels with harps? Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company's affiliates, Mayfield, Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When was the last time you got a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Look, your tax problem could get worse unless you get help. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation. You could save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes. Call 800-315-1780. That's 800-315-1780.
In Las Vegas, the high rollers never miss a good play. Neither do you at Johnny Casino's Grand Island. You can watch every Husker game, whether broadcast or pay-per-view. Plus, NFL Sunday Ticket. Wednesdays, Texas Hold'em at 6:30 and 9:15. And even after your high school game is done, Johnny Casino's has the oven hot with fresh pizza. Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. And remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will bring you back to Johnny Casino's.
You want the best value available on ATVs. So get to Kearney Yamaha to save up to $1,500 on a sport ATV or get the best deals on a utility ATV or side-by-side. For a top-notch utility ATV, check out the fuel-injected 550cc water-cooled Grizzly with fully independent suspension and power steering. Or when you need room for two and still want to haul up to 400 pounds, check out the Yamaha Rhino.
This is Terry Lobig from Kearney Yamaha. For a limited time only, we have Yamaha utility ATVs and side-by-sides priced to move. If you're wanting to get an ATV for fun, stop in and save $1,500 on brand new Yamaha Sport ATVs.
Whether you want the Raptor 700 with its powerful fuel-injected engine or the torquey Raptor 350, you'll save $1,500 at Kearney Yamaha. Call 1-800-THE-ATVS or go online to KearneyYamaha.com. ATVs are recommended only for use by those age 16 and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. See your dealer or call 1-800-877-2887. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds.
Hi, everybody. This is Denny Matthews of the Kansas City Royals.
I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders.
This is University of Nebraska Kearney baseball coach Damon Day.
This is Coach Barry Alvarez, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some partial sun in spots throughout the day today with a high temperature up around 43. Winds out of the southwest will develop at 10 to 20 miles per hour. We'll see cloudy skies tonight and a slight chance of light snow. Best chances do stay north with lows around 24. I'm weather I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 21.
Southern Alabama with the guitars jamming. That's where we're hit. Straight up to
Dougie Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Going to play some comments from Indomicong Sue here just a moment. But over the weekend, nice job by Hastings College picking up the wins on Saturday. We talked about, or Sunday, they picked up the win last night. UNK Wrestling, fourth at the National Duels. We had Coach Bauer on. They, you know, that Newberry, South Carolina must be for real. Both them and Nebraska made it to the National Semifinals. Then Nebraska lost to the number one and two teams in the country, named Iowa and Iowa State. And Nebraska got to, at Kearney, got edged out by Western in the consolation match. So there'll probably be a little change there in the whole rankings when they come out again. But still,
starting to get that duel. I think a lot of people are liking that duel format a lot better. It's just started to come around, what, last 5 years?
I mean, not even that far away. And what are we going to do with our Storm? A 12-game losing streak and now on the road for five. Derek, what's the deal? Are they home for like two games in a month and a half?
Yeah, they're going to have a lot of home games here in the second half of the season. March is
big
packed.
Deal.
Yeah, March is packed
big
with home
deal.
Games. Yeah, exactly.
You know,
they got hosed again this year. They got the same deal last year. They were on the road the first half of the season. That kind of set them back, and then they had to try to dig themselves out of a hole that second half with all those home games, but just couldn't do it. And it kind of looks like the same thing this year.
And this really doesn't have a lot to do with what the event center wants to schedule, does it? I mean,
this is the USHL.
You know, there's some dates they try to stay away
right.
from. But
as far as I know, it's pretty much the USHL that puts out the schedule, and then as far as I know, the event center kind of works around that. But I'm not privy to that information. So,
well, maybe the owner should be representative at a meeting and slap some heads around, going, "What the hell? I mean, that's just not even right. It's not right. You don't play at home. You're on Christmas. You play at home New Year's Eve. You're on the road. Then you come home for, two games. And then you're on the road for, should have been four, but they have a makeup game at Omaha, so it's going to be five in a row. What a deal that is. Well, also hitting the road this weekend, the Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams to take on nationally ranked Morningside. And we've tracked down the head coach of the Lady Broncos, Jeff Dittman, who come off a nice win last night at home, a makeup game against fourth-ranked College of the Ozarks. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you.
Was it better to play them last night? Did you need that last night? Or would it have been better to face that team when they were originally scheduled and got called off because of the weather?
You know, it's always hard to tell. At this point, we'd come off of a win the night before with Dakota Wesleyan, so probably had a little bit of energy coming off of that. But I think because of the rivalry between the two schools and the history they've had over the last 3 years, in particular, it really wouldn't matter where we played or when we played or whether we played it at 6 o'clock in the morning. I think both teams would have been pretty excited for that matchup.
Obviously playing very, very well, but you're going to have to going into this weekend's matchup.
Well, you know, we started out a little slow. We actually got down 14 points in the first half, cut it to 10 at halftime, and then started the second half with a 14-0 run. And then it was a great ball game the rest of the way, back and forth a little bit. But, you know, you get a win like that and you get on a little bit of a roll like we've got with the last two ball games. So I'm assuming when we go into practice Wednesday, we'll be a little happier. There'll be a smile on our face. The intensity will be a little higher and we'll get a little more work done in our preparation for our morning set on Saturday.
Well, Lindsay Ducey was ready to come back and play some basketball for you last night. Outstanding performance from her.
You know, she's, I guess I haven't seen a better post player in the country She performed again like that in a big ball game last night, drew a lot of double teams in the second half, and she just continues to play at a very high level, no matter what defense is thrown at her.
You know, it's amazing for her to get those double teams, but yet come out with the amount of points. Obviously playing very, very well down there, but who are the people on the outside doing it for you?
Well, we've had some people share the burden. You know, obviously Kate Brockmeyer is a great ball player for us. She's a returning All-American. She's been sick the last week, though, and we've had her. We didn't have her at all on Sunday. We had her for limited minutes last night. Kim Feynman has done a tremendous job, particularly in the last week and particularly on the defensive end. She's taken some tough assignments and did a tremendous job with them. Heather McKean is obviously a great shooter, and anytime we can get her a look for a three, there's the potential that she'll drain two or three of them and really get us rolling. Last night we were down 45-40. She hits a three, gets fouled on it, makes it a 4-point play, and you really could see the energy level pick up on our team and in the building with that play. So those people doing it consistently, Rachel Isherwood, great defensive player, a hard worker, runs the court very well, and Amber Kulis is a senior force from Grand Island who's really playing some good hard-nosed basketball. And then you've got some freshmen that stepped up. Alicia Stadler came into the ballgame when Lindsay Ducey fouled out with 9 minutes to go in the Dakota Wesleyan game and grabbed four rebounds, blocked a couple shots, had a couple steals, scored 6 points. So really did a great job. And Becky Tess. So, you know, it's one of those times where it doesn't seem to matter who you put in. They really come in and perform pretty well for us.
Jeff Dittman, head women's basketball coach at Hastings College, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, coming off back-to-back wins. But, Coach, obviously, here over the holidays and into the new year, the team did hit a couple bumps in the road. What wasn't clicking there that maybe you've got righted now in the last couple games?
Well, you know, the biggest thing is we shoot the ball from the three a lot. And when that's not going in, then it allows teams to sag a little bit more. Lindsay runs into a triple team instead of just a double team. That causes some problems over the Christmas break. You know, and then we just had an unfortunate game with Northwestern. We got a 6-point lead with 14 seconds to go and had a couple of plays go against us. And then they hit a 28-footer with a hand in their face to beat us. So, you know, we have a stretch here where we play number 1, number 4, number 7, and number 12 in the country and in a 5-game stretch. And so, you know, it's a good period for us. What we've talked about is the idea that this is like the national tournament, so it's an opportunity for us to get practice playing great teams back to back to back to back, and trying to see what we can do in those situations and trying to see what we can take away from our opponents.
Coach, to continue to get wins in this period, is there one thing that you'd like to see dramatically improve?
Well, you know, 2 weeks ago our defense was just not where it needed to be, and last night we held a great offensive team to 28 points in the second half, overcame a 14-point deficit. So that's number one. We are a great defensive team. We have always been a great defensive team, no matter what the coach's name was that was here. And we have to kind of remember who we are. The second thing is we had been a poor rebounding team early in the year, and we've worked very hard at trying to correct that. And in our last couple of ball games, we're seeing ourselves getting 10 to 15 offensive boards. And, you know, in these times against the quality of teams we're playing, that's very important that you get a couple extra shots a ball game. It probably will mean the difference in the ball game. So those are the two areas that we have to continue to work on. And then the third thing is continue to push the ball and see if we can get some easier shots in transition, because you're not number 1 or number 4 in the country because you play poor defense. So you've got to work very hard at shots and transition. Sometimes you catch people off balance, or you catch them scrambling a little bit, have an opportunity to get an easy look. And that's really what our 14-0 run was built on last night, was about four good opportunities, good defensive stop, got the rebound, got out in transition, and caught him helping on a rotation. And then Heather got three threes during that stretch.
Well, Jeff, a nice little back-to-back wins here for your ball club. Hopefully things can keep things going on Saturday. Thanks for giving us a couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, appreciate the chance to visit.
Thanks, Coach. Take care. Good luck.
Thank you.
Head women's basketball coach at Hastings College, Jeff Dittman. Again, their games, both the Morningside men and women are ranked. Hastings men coming off beating Dakota Wesleyan, who is a ranked team on Saturday, 2-4 this Saturday. They'll be playing again on 1230 KHAS. We need to take a break. Back to wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Exceptional, distinctive, extraordinary.
Big! Why, they're huge!
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All!
The largely entertaining Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Here, we all know how important protection is in the game of football. We wear helmets on our melons, pads on our shoulders, and cups over our brought and potatoes. This may protect us from a mighty tackle, but it doesn't protect you from man stink. Dial for Men 3D is the only men's body wash that protects your man suit from the most dangerous player in the field, odor-causing bacteria. Dial for Men 3D tackles odor-causing germs while it deep cleans and defends against odor all day. Because we all know the best offense is a good defense. Dial for Men 3D, maintenance for your man suit.
Okay, fellas, let's hook up those chains.
Excuse me, sir.
Ah.
What are you doing?
Oh, I heard I could bring home Buffalo Wild Wings, so I'm here to pick it up.
Ah, I think you misunderstood. With our takeout, you can bring home Buffalo Wild Wings food.
Oh, I'll be taking the food, along with the chairs, tables, and any random employee that may be inside. You coming?
No. It's takeout, you see. You call in your order, come in, pick it up, and take it home. You know, the food.
You must get this all the time.
Not really, no.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Take the flavor home.
Lace them up. It's basketball time. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is set for February 14th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Come see local high school teams of all the classes hit the court as they test their skills before district play. Get your tickets today by calling the Heartland Event Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic, presented by Pro Team Design, Sheep Industries, Grand Island Independent, and your ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the polar bear club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some partial sun in spots throughout the day today with a high temperature up around 43. Winds out of the southwest will develop at 10 to 20 miles per hour. We'll see cloudy skies tonight and a slight chance of light snow. Best chances do stay north with lows around 24. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 21.
Now we're back. Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Just wrapping things up on this Tuesday edition. Don't forget, tonight, 5 till 7, we're live back on the air again. Live from Skeeter Barnes for the 2009 Royals Caravan. Luke Hochaver, Mitch Meyer, along with Mike Avilas, probably the big surprise, one of the big surprises in all of the American League last year. So looking forward to seeing those guys, along with Hall of Famer Dennis Leonard.
You know what else? I think we get to play Peanut Butter Jelly Time for the first time in 2009.
Oh, well, Stoney will be fine.
That'll be awesome too.
So we're looking forward to that as well.
Oh, yeah, of course. Anytime we talk Royals, we got to do that.
So. That's going on 5 till 7 tonight. Skeeter Barnes is where it's at. So Royals are expected to show up right before 6 and be on hand for an hour and a half. So we're looking forward to that tonight. We want to thank Danny Nee for joining us earlier, along with Jeff Dittman, head coach of the Hastings Lady Broncos. Derek, several people going to the Hunting and Fishing Expo.
Yeah, Mike from St. Paul, Aaron from Kearney, Steve from Kearney, all getting family four packs. We have some more tickets to give away, so keep listening on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll probably hook you up here over the next couple days as well.
Yeah, looking forward to that going on this weekend. Starts on Friday, so not a whole lot of time. Not a whole lot of time. Later on the week, Eric Strickland expected to join us. Ron Powell expected to join us. We are effing our friend from the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook as well. I know he's a big hit here in the Tri-Cities. We love catching up with Mike Piriano.
Piriano, yep.
Look forward to that later in the week as well. Also, take a look at the 09 Fantasy Draft Board for you fantasy guys out there. I know. Number two fans, especially looking forward to that out there, and we are as well. But once again, we want to thank Danny Nee for joining us earlier today, the winningest basketball coach in Nebraska history, going into the Hall of Fame this weekend, along with Eric Strickland, who will join us on Thursday, and also thank Jeff Dittman, Hastings Bronco women's basketball coach, after a big win over the number four team in the country, and we'll see you tonight live from Skeeter Barnes. 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock, 2009 Royals Caravan, live from Skeeter Barnes. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!